I'm driving in my car. I turn on the radio.
Hey, how about you let me drive?
Oh, no.
Who's gonna drive you home?
Honey, please, I'll do the driving.
Drive on.
Excuse me, I want to drive.
You drive me crazy.
It's the question that drives us.
You drive me crazy.
This is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
All right, everybody, just about 17 minutes left in today's trading session. We've got, as you heard from Charlie, a rally underway. We've seen yields back off a bit. This less than 24 hours away from the first Fed decision of the new year. And coming up, we have a good guest to talk about what's going on in the trade here.
Yeah, very pleased to have with us this afternoon Larry Petkowski, managing partner and portfolio manager at Goodhaven Capital Management, joining us on the phone from Millburn, New Jersey. Good to have you with us, Larry. So here we are at the end of the best January in years. We're seeing a rally just as the Fed kicks off its two-day policy meeting with the S&P 500 up by a full percentage point. Does the Fed rain on the parade tomorrow?
Tim, it's nice to be here. Hello, Carol. Tim,
hi.
I appreciate you starting with an easy question.
Okay.
And it's an easy question because I don't know. It is not the type of thing that we try and make short-term predictions about. And my I don't know is not a flippant or dismissive I don't know. It's a respectful and humble I don't know, because I do know, I believe, where at Goodhaven our circle of competence as investors ends. And we try very hard to develop a variant perception about the handful of companies we have an investment in, and we try and make those investments where we think we have margin of safety. But I don't think we have the ability to have a variant perception about short-term moves in Fed policy, interest rates, and the GDP. So we understand what everybody seems to be kind of expecting, a quarter of a point and the beginning of some slowdown in this. And we don't have a very different view. And again, we're not dismissive.
I guess for me, it's more about commentary and less about a singular move tomorrow. It's more about what Jay Powell says about holding rates higher for longer and what he says about financial conditions.
Our view about the recent environment is the following. I am not as young as I look or sound. I have seen periods where there have been existential risks to the financial system and to the economy. I've been saying for the last...
So in other words, you understand that a zero interest rate environment is abnormal, normal.
Carol, you make a great point. And a few years ago, we did say, like, look, interest rates will go higher at some point. And we tried to add some things to the portfolio that we thought would benefit from somewhat higher rates. There's some financial companies that could use more interest income, whether it be property and casualty insurance companies or some aspects of the commercial banking sector. But I don't think what we've been experiencing recently, which is much higher interest rates and a slower economy, is an existential economic risk compared to some things I have seen in my career. So we've been doing what we normally do. We get up earlier, go to sleep later, and keep looking for a handful of companies that we think can do fine even in a imperfect economy, and we've been fortunate enough to be able to find some.
Well, and I'm looking at your fund, the Goodhaven Fund, year to date up more than 7%, putting it in the 93rd percentile according to Bloomberg data. Longer term, 3 years on average, annually a gain of more than 11%, putting it in the 90th percentile. So you're making some good bets. A listener and viewer of Business Week writing in and saying, what went into the decision to invest more in larger cap stocks as opposed to small to mid cap stocks?
First of all, Carol, thank you for noticing. We have been working quite hard, to continue to drive long-term returns, like that for us and our fellow shareholders. So thank you.
You're welcome.
We have a mix of larger companies. Some of them are that are household names. We have a mix of some mid-sized companies, and we have some real below-the-radar screen companies. We are not, myself and also Artie Kwok here, who works with me, we are not waking up every day saying, boy, we want to look for another company of a certain size, or we're looking for the best bargains in companies we feel that we understand where they are going, we understand management teams, we think we have an edge in understanding the business and where we're buying with a margin of safety that we can find. And, you know, one should find great things infrequently, but we've been fortunate to have been, I think, positioned reasonably well, as the statistics you called out have demonstrated.
What's been a new buy as of late? And well, not necessarily a whole new position or adding to a position.
Well, we had kept our eye on for some years KKR. Mm-hmm. In our minds, the movement of capital to the alternative asset managers over the last bunch of years was a very interesting trend, and it was not a trend we thought was stopping anytime soon. As a matter of fact, very recently, I think New York has upped the percentage that they're going to commit to alternatives from like 25% to 35%. We ended up first, we looked at KKR and we admired what they had built. Distributable earnings had gone from like $1.66 in 2017 to recently like $4.50 a share. That's $1.66 per share to $4.50 a share over the last trailing 12 months. Mm-hmm. And we bought some at the peak of the COVID in the spring of 2020 when, you know, the world was going through a very difficult period. But we have added to it in 2022, kind of around these prices. What I think has been interesting lately is some of the cloud from some of the issues surrounding, you know, the Blackstone BREIT, I think has given perhaps an opportunity to look at the whole sector. And KKR is the only one we own, and we think it's well managed. We think we understand where the business is going. Mm-hmm. We think earnings, management says they think earnings can be $7 within a couple of years, and we think that's intriguing.
Yeah, it rallied big time in 2020, 84% higher in 2021, down about 30, almost 38% last year, but we're seeing money move into KKR. Certainly this year, it's already up almost 20% here in 2023. Larry Pitkowski, thank you so much. Managing partner, portfolio manager at Good Haven Capital Management, joining us on the phone from Millburn, New Jersey.